This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Philip. Let's get a quick update on how the bursa is looking like at 9:22 this morning.
Still in the red, the FTSE Bursa Malaysia is down 0.17% at 1485. Similarly, Singapore's STI is also down 0.56% at 3206.
All right. We are turning our attention now to the listed technology companies in Malaysia. The Bursa Malaysia Technology Index has slowed down significantly as it's down by around 30% since the start of the year, and they're really trending the Nasdaq, which is also down considerably. I think I was looking at it this morning. The Nasdaq is down some 26%. So is the semiconductor industry's boom-bust cycle finished? And can the tech players navigate through the geopolitical tensions between China, Taiwan, and the U.S.? For some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Tan Jae-young, senior analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Jae-young, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Now, what are the key takeaways for tech companies under your coverage from the recently concluded second quarter reporting? Will the third quarter be likely better or worse?
Tech companies' second quarter results were a mixed bag. The majority recorded satisfactory performances. Most of them recorded sequential growth on the seasonally weaker first quarter. Overall, there were several key themes that we observed or highlighted by the companies. First of all, stronger US dollar that boosted their top line and earnings, as majority of their sales proceeds are dominated in the greenback. US dollar was trading at an average of 4.34 per US dollar during the quarter, or 3.6% higher versus the average of 4.19 per US dollar in first quarter 2022. Secondly, higher raw material costs, although commodities prices have eased from their recent peaks. Of course, this is also partly due to the depreciation of ringgit. Companies highlighted that they will gradually pass on these higher costs to their customers in order to sustain their margin. Thirdly, labor shortage and companies' alliancing with the government on manpower sourcing. Some indicated that they are already getting allocation in batches and hopeful that this will not derail their expansion plans.
So Jay, we're also seeing persistent supply chain disruptions, you know. So how big of an impact is this on tech companies?
Supply chain disruptions as results of geopolitical conflicts and China lockdowns. So far, this has not interrupted the tech companies in a big way, but is a lingering concern and risk. We think that tech companies have learned their lessons in the past and diversified their sourcing, as well as maintaining a safe level of inventories.
What end consumer markets within the tech sector have been the most and least resilient? I mean, we have mobile, consumer electronics, automotive, EV, medical, the list is endless. Which segments still have some pricing power?
We think that each semiconductor end market demand has its own ups and down cycles. Currently, we observe that consumer-centric end markets, namely the PC and smartphone markets, which represents more than 60% of global semiconductor sales, are experiencing some weaknesses. While automotive remains resilient, however, automotive market segment is a relatively smaller market, which accounts for circa 12% of global semiconductor sales. In terms of pricing power, we think this will depend more on the technology involved rather than end market segment. Leading node, for example, 7 nano and below, will likely command stronger pricing power, while the mature nodes may see reversal given the weaker demand coupled with the rapid expansions over the past few years.
So Jay, has there been more clarity on the news that US chip makers like NVIDIA and Advanced Micro Devices were told to stop exporting certain chips to China for fear that the products may be used by the Chinese military? I mean, how do you see this affecting the Malaysian technology sector?
Yeah, based on our understanding, only high-performing artificial intelligence chips from NVIDIA and AMD are not allowed to be exported to China. Undeniably, this is an escalation of US and China tech war. However, we do not expect this to affect the Malaysia tech sector, as local companies only have limited exposure to these two fabless semiconductor players.
Besides supply chain issues, what are some of the bigger challenges facing tech companies now? Does the issue of a China-Taiwan war, which would exacerbate the global chip shortage, feature as one of the major risks?
As mentioned earlier, we think that high raw material prices and labor shortage are also big challenges that tech companies are facing now. If there is a war between China and Taiwan, this will definitely cripple the global semiconductor supply chain. Taiwan alone accounts for 20% of global wafer fabrication capacity, and crucially, it commands 92% of global advanced logic capacity, or for 10 nanometer and below.
Which makes me wonder, you know, how are the EMS players, you know, faring versus the outsourced semiconductor assembly and test players then?
We think that local OSATs will fare better than the EMS players, thanks to their diverse exposure of end-user markets. While OSATs might experience softness in PC and smartphone demands, the strength in automotive demand may partly cushion the impact. On the other hand, our EMS players have high exposures to consumer electronic device or appliances. And with the reopening of economy and easing in travel restrictions post-pandemic, consumers are switching their spending back to services, leisure and travel.
All right, Jayang, very quickly, what are your top picks for the sector and why?
Currently, we have an overweight stance on the sector with Franken and UWC as our top picks. We have a buy call Franken with a target price of 3.20. We like Franken for its multi-year growth ahead on the back of sustainable global semiconductor market outlook, robust back investment, leading edge technology, and strong balance sheet to support its Taiwan expansion. We also have a buy call on UWC with a target price of 4.21. We think that the ongoing trade intensity may eventually benefit UWC, which provides a one-stop solution as more companies shift productions out of China to avoid import tariffs.
Thanks very much for your time. That was Tan Jayang, Senior Analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. It's 9:28 in the morning. We're heading into the 9:30 a.m. News Bulletin. And then after that, we have the BBC World Service on things that made the modern economy, looking at factories and blockchain. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.